This is Radio Nepal. I'm Manjil Ghimire with the news. The headlines first. Prime Minister Sher Bahadur Deobai stresses introducing intellectual capacity of Nepal to the world by exposing the several talents hidden inside the country's fame and dignity. Chief Justice Cholendra Samsher Jang Bahadur Rada assigns hearing on all types of cases, including habeas corpus, today. And new global climate deal struck at the COP26 summit in Glasgow. Now, the news in detail. Prime Minister Sher Bahadur Deobai has stressed on introducing the immense intellectual capacity of Nepal to the world by exposing the several talents hidden inside the country's fame and dignity. Addressing the 36th Senate meeting of the Nepal Academy today, Chief Patron of the Academy and Prime Minister Deobai said a nation cannot achieve prosperity, no matter how prosperous it might be, if it does not make cultural progress. Prime Minister Deobai also stressed on production of academic materials as per the demand of the time. He said construction of the Mahakavi Devkota Museum would be a respect to the great poet Devkota. He urged the Academy Senate to take decisions having lasting impact in the cultural realm. Likewise, Minister for Culture, Tourism and Civil Aviation Prem Bahadur Ale lauded the Academy for giving regularity to the activities of the Academy, including study and research even during the COVID-19 pandemic. Cultural expert and literator, centenarian person Satyabohan Joshi said Nepal Academy can contribute to enrichment of linguistic and literary sectors by publishing and republishing the historical text and books. The redesigned version of the academic website was also formally launched on the occasion. Online booking of the academy's hall, sale and distribution of books and magazines can be done through the website. Chief Justice Cholendra Samsher Jang Bahadur Rada has assigned hearing on all types of cases, including habeas corpus, today. He has assigned hearing on 10 benches, where he has not assigned any hearing for himself today. However, hearing has not started. The Supreme Court judges have been refusing to conduct the hearing since October 24th, calling for the Chief Justice Rada's resignation after allegations that he sought a share in the expansion of the Council of Ministers, and this has raised a question on the dignity of the judiciary. Hearing into the cases has not taken place in the Supreme Court from October 25th. Hearing has been held only on the cases related to habeas corpus in between. Chief Justice Rada has argued that he has become the Chief Justice as per the due process of the Constitution and the laws, and is capable of and has been fulfilling his responsibility accordingly. He has also urged the other justices to fulfill their responsibilities as per the Constitution and the laws. Hearing into the cases has been stalled in the Apex Court, resulting in inconvenience for service seekers. The ruling Nepali Congress is beginning its Central Working Committee meeting from today. Nepali Congress spokesperson Biswa Prakash Sharma informed Nepali Congress officials and former officials on Saturday held a meeting to discuss on proposals to be put during the Central Working Committee meeting. The meeting is scheduled to discuss various works list, including the upcoming 14th National Convention of Nepali Congress. World Diabetes Day is being celebrated today with various awareness programs under the slogan Access to Diabetes Care. Although diabetes is not a contagious disease, it is considered a genetic disease. According to doctor, if only one member of the family has diabetes, it will affect the whole family. Diabetes can cause kidney damage, paralysis and eye problems when neglected. The doctors suggest to be careful. World Diabetes Day has been observed since 1991 at the call of the World Health Organization. Three people have been killed and three others seriously injured in a jeep accident at Rolpa this morning. The jeep carrying passengers from Mardi Rural Municipality 6 had met with an accident near Ghartigaon Bazaar. Deputy Superintendent of Police at District Police Office Rolpa, Naresh Raj Subedi, had confirmed the deceased as two men and one woman, and further detail is yet to arrive. The jeep fell about 300 meters down the road, and the cause of the accident has not been identified yet. The injured are undergoing treatment at a local hospital in Ghartigaon. Likewise, four persons were killed in an when an Indian number plate car skidded off the road and fell some 20 meters into the pond near Junukhunua along the Gaur Chandra Nigahapur road. Deputy Superintendent of Police Narayan Chimoria informed that the accident took place at around 10 p.m. yesterday and four people were travelling on the ill-fated car that was headed to Gaur from Chandra Nigahapur, and all of them were killed. Preliminary police investigation has found drink driving caused the accident. The deceased have been identified as Indian nationals according to the documents deceased carried with them. The Meteorological Forecasting Division has forecast the weather to be partly to generally cloudy in the hilly areas of Province 1, partly cloudy in the hilly areas of the rest of the province, and mainly fair in the rest of the country today. There are chances of light snowfall at one or two places of the central high mountainous region today. You're listening to Radio Nepal's News in English. Now on to some international update. A deal aimed at staving off dangerous climate change has been struck at the COP26 summit in Glasgow. The Glasgow Climate Pact is the first ever climate deal to explicitly plan to reduce coal, the worst fossil fuel for the greenhouse gases. The deal also presses for more urgent emission cuts and promises more money for developing countries to help them adapt to climate impacts. But the pledges don't go far enough to limit temperature rise to 1.5 degrees Celsius. A commitment to phase out coal that was included in earlier negotiation draft led to a dramatic finish after India led opposition to it. In the end, countries agreed to phase down rather than phase out coal amid expression of disappointment. At least 68 prisoners have been killed in new fighting at an Ecuadorian prison when more than 100 inmates died in clashes between rival gangs in September. The riot at the Litoral Penitentiary in the city of Guayaquil reportedly began on Friday evening. Reports say police tactical units who have entered the prison buildings have found guns, explosives and blades. Nearly 300 inmates have died so far this year in the country's prison. September's gang-related violence was the worst in Ecuador's history. At the time, inmates from one wing of the prison crawled through a hole to gain access to a different wing, where they attacked rival gang members. The deadly fight, which saw some inmates decapitated, drew attention to the growing influence in Ecuadorian transnational crime gangs. With this, we have almost come to the end of this news from Radio Nepal for this hour, but before wrapping up, let's have a reminder of the headlines once more. Prime Minister Sherbahadur Deoba stresses introducing intellectual capacity of Nepal to the world by exposing the several talents hidden inside the country's fame and dignity. Chief Justice Cholendra Samsher Jangabahadur Rada assigns hearing on all types of cases, including habeas corpus, today. New global climate deal struck at COP26 summit in Glasgow. Well, that's the end of this news from Radio Nepal for this hour. Please also visit our website www.onlineradionepal.gov.np for more news and online programs. Our next news in English is at 8 in the evening. Stay tuned and have a good day.